Hashem, we're going to be learning Shir Hashirim in a couple of weeks. The pasuk says in Perek Dalet pasuk, "Hey, Shnei Shadayich Kishnei Afarim Ta'imei Tzviya Hayroim Basheshanim." The Shnei Shadayich are what? Kishnei Afarim Ta'imei Tzviya. Rashi has a few pshat. I'm going to take one of them. Hayroim Basheshanim. So Rashi says that it's going on. It's really Rashi's coming from the Mechilta. Mechilta Nevi Shmuel says the following: that Shnei Shadayich are going on the Aseres Hadibros and the Shnei Luchos. They are to'imei tzviya. Davach Shnei Shadayich Hashem Haluchos. They are to'imei tzviya. Why they to'imei tzviya? Shem mechuvonos b'mida achas. What does that mean? Chamisha dibros azu v'chamisha azu mechuvonen diba k'neged diba. The five aseres hadibros, the first five and the second five are lined up one against the other, and one's mechuvon against the other. And Rashi goes on to explain anoches k'neged loisirzak, and explains the correlation between the 1 and 6, 2 and 7, to finally he says, Kaved Hesavikov Asimech is Kineged Loisachmoid. Shachoy made Seifa Yelohilid Ben Shemakla Oisoi Omechabed Lemisha Eno Aviv. Someone who is Choymeid, somebody else, Choymeid, we're talking about Pashas Eshes Ish. Hachoymeid Seifa Yelohilid Ben Shemakla Oisoi Omechabed Lemisha Eno Aviv. You do a, we know that by Yefas Toyash date, that the smichas of pashas between Yifas Toya and Ben Tzayra Moritz, because someone who's chulila has a Yifas Toya will end up with a Ben Tzayra Moritz. What does it mean? Vosep is what's the punkt? Hachoymed Seife Laila Bench and Makleis and Machab Lemisha Inove. What's the connection? Parshat Pshat. One could say is the following, that when someone is chaymed, it's just chaveri. When someone's chaymed, vam shel chaveri, and he doesn't have a gevulim, he doesn't have the emuna, the cheshbin, that what's shali shali v'shaloi shaloi, and he's willing to chulila be even over, go as so far and be over this issa of leis achmoid. So kumtais, he is subject, he is like an eved to his ritzainis, he is subject to a different authority. It means he's not subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority, he's subject to a different authority. And connected that, he's going to have a son who also is going to be mechabed l'mishei no'aviv. It doesn't say that the son is going to be total oisvav and not going to be mechabed to anybody. No, he will be makla oisai, but will be mechabed l'mishei no'aviv. He'll find a source of authority, someone who he respects, someone who he follows, something or some Nida, but it's not going to be from the proper source of authority, it's the proper chinuch of a father. It could be simple pshat. What we said last week, we could explain it a little more. We said last week that Gemara in Saita says that kamosh mevakesh masheinu shaloi, nezeinu v'masheinu shaloi, loidai, that what you are mevakesh, you're not going to get, but afilu what yeshloi, you're going to be neitlin ne'emen. You're going to lose even what you have. It means Nishnah is the Ritzain is a Nakam in the sky to get even more, but even what you have, you're going to lose. And we explained last week, time and why that is. L'chari could say the same shot here, and I'll just give you an Arachayim. The Arachayim says, Arachayim HaKadosh said that the pshat in the Klola of Chava, what was the Klola? Habi, Tzonech, Renech, V'yodech, Vasep, it's okay, so she was Choymet, so she wanted this eighth, this pre, which is Toiv Lacho, La Toiv Lamara. What was the Mida Keneged Mida, says a beautiful word. He actually says three Mida Keneged Midas. I'm taking out one of them. And he says that Chava had a Hanoa, had a Sha'ashua. She was Misaneged. She had a Sha'ashua for something which was Hepech Ribbono Yisbarach. Something which was Hepech, the Kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you could have everything except for one thing, the fruit. That fruit you can't have. And she derived pleasure, she derived her hanois from something which was Hepech Rabbeinu Yisbarach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida took away that Namal, Gvenlok, you would say, what the happiest time in a woman's life could possibly be, the happiest moment is, the happiest time is pregnancy, the happiest moment is the actual childbirth. She's bringing in a child, her child, into the world. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Haba Abi Tzonecha Renech V'Yodei, because at the time that you're supposed to tak enjoy Simcha, the time that you deserve to enjoy Simcha, to enjoy it, you're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to have the Simcha. You had Simcha where you weren't supposed to have, but Ma'ashayin HaShalai, you had Simcha where it was off limits, Hebekaris Bani Yisbarach, then I'm going to take away the Simcha that you deserve to have. That is Haba Abi Tzonecha Renech V'Yodei. Same thing l'chayyeh, same thing here, is that a person, when he gets married, has children. So of course, he has an inyan of chinuch, but one of the things of having a child is that you have an inyan of chinuch, and the child is supposed to be mechabed lo and derive his mesorah from you. And that's a natural thing when you have children, natural thing when you get married, you have children. And when this person went and was chaymit, eishes chaveray, and when this person had, or eishes yifastaya, whatever it is, and had what was normal, but you should know what was normal should be is the pashat that the son should be mechabed aviv. No, but here, where you were nice and ainav ba'achad, you went out, you were chaymit, v'ma she'eino shaloi, hebuch v'tzayni yisparach, then what's normal, kashu will make pung faket. The son, which is normal, which was to be mechabed aviv, faket is going to be makla aviv, and the mechabed, someone who's Eino Yaviv. It's the same thing of someone Mavakij, you're going to be taken away, Masha Yeshla, but it's even Masha Yeshla, what's coming to you, what's rightfully supposed to be yours, what's Numal, and the Derech HaTeva supposed to be yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it away. All right, last week we discussed a number of things. I would like to go into two Nukudas, make a Sikkim, two Nukudas, and then we'll go further. One is that we discussed last week that there's a machloikis. What is the taich of Lois Achmai? The fundamental machloikis, and has nafkeminas la'alacha. Is Lois Achmai on the chayfetz itself? I will chaymid your item. I like the item itself. I want your tie. I want your house. I want your chayfetz. I want your nash. I want that thing. Or is chemda even more broad, anything that's mashiyesh lai? Not just because you have a specific chemda for the item or the tzura of the item, but even the shavius of the item, the underlying value of the item, the chemda goes on everything. And I'll explain the difference, what I mean. We discussed a number of nafkaminas, but they all fall into one category. Maybe it's zao, gavze, loizu avsu. We had a shaila. Is there an itza chemda on momen? I want to be chaymit, means there's no tzura, there's no keli. I see you're wealthy, you have a wad of bills, I want that money. Is there an itza chemda? So if you say a chemda is only on a chayfetz, something which is miuchad, your chayfetz, something which is miuchad, ziyofa, whatever it is, I want that item. So mammon is nothing. Mammon is shava bakol, there's nothing unique in this $100 bill over the next $100 bill. So it's not that I'm chaymit punked your item. I'm chaymit the shavisha, but I want the value, I want the dollars, I want the money, but I don't want the item. So therefore we said that some people would like to say that on mammon there is no leis achmait. And we said that Rechaim Kanevsky brought a rai from Pashas, a rai from a Masech Tekala, that even on mammon there is leis achmait. But if we'll name on that there was no leis achmait on mammon, because you need a tzura, a chayfetz, something which is yofa, which is miuchad, the chaveri, so then came along the next set of achrayim and said, could be that there's no leis achmait on something which is motzi l'knaise b'shok. Means, let's say you have a tie which I'm chalishing for. I like that tie. It's a great tie. I have a suit to match. I mamish would love that tie. But if I could find it in the stores, so even grad, I pester you for that tie. I'm not a loisanker because that's why I can get in the stores. If it's readily available, I can get in the stores as well. So why am I pestering you? Because I'm car, because I don't want to spend the money. But be aside, that tie, I'm pressing you to give me that tie. But you said, I don't need the tie out of the tie, Shabbai. I'm pressing you. The reason I'm doing that tie is out of the mamin, Shabbai. Because where I am not doing out the tie, Shabbai, because I can get the tie in the store as well. So even though be'etam, I am doing it for the tie, because I don't want any other tie except for that tie. But since it's matzik nice of a shuk, so come to it, it's a tie of why I'm being mafta you, is really for the underlying value of the tie. And therefore, again, if you learn that mom is lois akmait, so they take, some take it a step further, even for this is lois akmait. To take it yet a step further, if you have a bunch of toys and you have good taste, and I want, but I don't care which toy you give me, so I just want any toy of yours, and it's not on the Dova Mesuyim, so they want to say, again, maybe it's Loila Saka, because I'm not interested in punked any one toy. And then yet Achrenim take it to the fourth level.
The mom is going to be a problem.
Sorry? Yeah, if it's mom, again, I'm only going if I've added Lechayishu, Yimachme, it's a Suffolk Teraisa.
Many toys. Right, you want one of those ties, it means you want really the value of one of those ties.
So if I want the value, so they want to say if value is permissible, then this would also be permissible. And take it to the next step, is let's say I want your chatzah. Let's say I need a house, I need a place to live, I'm moving to Lakewood and I see your house and I'm chalishing to move in the neighborhood and I pester you to sell me your house. But be'etzem, if you would give me a different house in the neighborhood, I would also be fine. I just want to live in the neighborhood. And if you get me someone else in the neighborhood to sell me a house, that's fine. It's not like I need punk your house because it's five bedrooms or what else it is. No, I just need any house. Just granted, you happen to be the victim, I'm going to pester you. So even though it's on your specific house, but again, it's not pshat that I need punk the house because of the tzur of the yichud of the house. Even though maybe you could say the neighborhood is the miyukat, good, so then I can get other place. If you give me a house somewhere else, I'd also take it. So even I pest you on a specific item, they want a ton, and maybe that's not leisachmed, because again, it's not on a specific tzura, yefi of the chayfetz. Now again, this is all like the shita that the not leisachmed in a moment. And then we discussed last week, we had maybe another daga, a fifth daga. So Yankiv wants a ton, even if it is on a specific item, yuchad, mamish yefi, but if I don't see it, Hitan is upset. You can't have a true chemda without being nasan ein of a love. So you don't see it, so you can't have the lois achmoid. That's why he said by a kidney, if a person wanted an organ and it's tamun, you can't see the organ, so there's no lois achmoid. He suggested it. Good. But again, this is all on the tzad, there's no lois achmoid by mamon. But l'choyer, it's veka daraisa l'chumran, hayoyis, it's a machloikis, one should be a machma on all the examples I just gave. Another thing I would like to revisit is cheski asa shayla, with tzedakah. People go around collecting tzedakah. Is there an issa of lois achmoid? And we discussed at the Rishonim and Mavur that there is a lois achmoid even on a matana. To force someone to give a matana is also lois achmoid. Not only a matzah of, let's say, reyim, to sell you something, to pay it. Not even if it's a true matana, I force you, I convince you, I pester you enough to finally you okay, just loz up, here's the matana. Or I put you in a position that you're embarrassed. Like we discussed, let's say, ish nikhbat comes over and would like to get something of yours, he asks you to do him a toivah. So let's talk about a kinyan on a chayfet. He needs a gemara, and he asks you to give him a matana, this gemara. And you can't refuse if that would be the case, or some other case. He asks you to lend him something. We're going to see that there's lois achmoid even on she'ela, and you can't refuse, so there is a lois achmoid. So shaila is, what happened to tzedakah? People go around collecting tzedakah. Is there an issa of lois achmoid? This shayla, I found the Ger Rebbe, I believe it was the Imri Emes, I don't know history, but it was the Ger Rebbe who lived before the Muhammad. The Ger Rebbe asked this shayla to the Eretz Tzvi. Chuvah's Eretz Tzvi has a few chuvahs in a row, like Dalit, Hey, Vav, from the Ger Rebbe. And he asked him, what's going to be, if you hold that there's an Issa Leisachman Bar Matana, which there is, Rabbi Yain and others, so what's going to be, how could someone go around and ask for tzedakah? And he says, which we discussed before the answer, but I thought he meant a little more, but now I looked over it tonight. He said the following. He said that we don't have an issa of lois achmoid when the person is mechuyev to do something. His lashon is ad she'ata kefeu begufay kefeu b'mamayin, which is a famous lashon. I've been learning. Ramban says that other people say that when you have a kefen on a mitzvah, kefen on something that there's a din kfiyah on. You have to know tztaka is b'chal, but if you have things which are din kfiyah on, just like you're allowed to be kefeu begufay. Koshikin, you're allowed to be kaifa b'mamaynes. He says, Koshikin here, you're allowed to be maftzeboy to do what's mechuyev, what's mutal olav. Like we discussed last week, this matzah, let's say someone has extra matzah, someone has a shortage of matzahs, and we discussed last week that if he needs the matzah to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, it might be a chiva on his friend to give him a matzah, or an esrog, whatever it is. So you're forcing him to be mekayim his mitzvah. So be'etzem, since it's a mitzvah tzedakah, l'chalapak ha'shavar put, there's a mitzvah tzedakah on kol ani b'Yisrael. So if there's a mitzvah tzedakah, so if he's puts you in a position that you can't turn him down, but he's putting you in a position to be mekayim what's mutal alecha, I'll be the mitzvah satayra. And I saw tonight that the Chavetz Chaim at the end of Shemir Salash, I don't know why it's there, but the end of Shemir Salash, in Siyam HaSeifi, he has like five inyanim which he wants to discuss, and I think it's the very last one or the second to last. He discusses lois achmoid, and he says the example, like he said, like discussed last week, the example he says in the Sefer Mitzvah Zakotza, not to press a shver or a parent for an item that they're not mechuyev to give you. And he says, in parentheses, he says, and who are in all matanas, and in parentheses, a chutz from tzedakah. He doesn't explain why, but it's chutz from tzedakah. You could force someone, pressure someone to give tzedakah. So the word is, it's a din kfiya. So if you're going to learn it's only out to din kfiya, then it should only be what you're mechuyev to do apidin. So let's say you're mechuyev to do a little tzedakah apidin, whatever the chiyuvim are that you're supposed to take mishtatif to help him out, so that he's allowed to force you. More than that, he won't be allowed to force you. So at the first time he asks you for money, fine. But then when he nudges you after you already gave him a few dollars, and he nudges you, he wants a few more dollars, at that point, if you already yaitzeh your mitzvah tzedakah, and you don't have a chiyuv to give him any more, so now he'd be mafzeh you, and he'd be oyver lois achmoid.
So he has a key mitzvah if he gives you more.
Yeah, I don't know if you can be kafeya. The vod is that if he has a chiv to do, so atche kafeya begufa, kafeya b'mayna, kafeya b'avtarasa. You kafeya whatever you can do to be mekayim a mitzvah. But now, if you don't have the chiv anymore, now l'choy there's a tesefis kfiya, l'choy that should be awesome. Another nekuda is if the, let me just finish up and I'll take a question. Another nekuda is, let's say the person is not a real oni. He's collecting let's stretch it a little bit. I'm not talking about some imposters, but let's say he's not only according to halacha. Whatever the din is according to halacha, you have to learn your idea. According to the Gemara, you need to have parnasa for Yud Beis Chodesh. The Torah says maybe it's Bizmanenu. Rishonim say maybe Bizmanenu. It's a little different. We don't have like a Chakopeya. But whatever the Gedorim are in Huchas Tzedakah, if this person doesn't fit into that and he's not a oni ka halacha, but he still could use the money. So maybe he wouldn't be able to gneve start going collecting because 14 needs the money and he's desperate or he's in a tight matzev, whatever it is. I don't know in how to be magdirit. Let's say he's collecting, if I can take this, I don't mean to say anything that I shouldn't be saying, but let's say he's collecting, let's say, and it's only shaili sheyeska chokham, let's say he's collecting for a dira. And let's say he bets him could rent a dira. And he doesn't have to buy a dira, he's collecting to buy a dira. And let's say, you have to ask your Sheilas Chacham, that for buying a dira, he's not mechuyev to them. I'm not talking about if he has to marry his children, so tonight koydim lamais, and he can't get a child married, so then you would have a mitzvah stuck out marrying children. Maybe now it's only, but maybe you have to know that. But let's say it's a person who's going to collect for dira, and he has all cheshbonos, why it's kedai for him to buy the dira, he'll save money in the long run, all very nice cheshbonos. But let's say he doesn't have, you don't have the chiv tadok, because it's give him a dira, because he bets him has money to rent a dira for 12 kadashim, and he has money to put bread on his table, whatever. He just doesn't have the $300,000 he needs to buy a dira, and he's not an oni kedin, and now he's going around, now he's like a leisachmai, because now you don't have the heta of being kafeya on the mitzvah tzedakah.
Kafeya is only on the first dal anyway. Whatever the
chiyuv
is.
The heta would be only on the first time. But after you give him, and now if you're saying that you don't have a chiyuv to give him anymore, so I said, you would have this leisachmai on ulanim. But an exception is like we said, in the previous weeks, is if you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for others, then it would be mutter. If you're collecting for somebody else, you might say, if I can't, God on my say, it would be good, and it's not a problem with Loisakwa, because we discussed in a number of situations, Loisakwa is only if you're doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for somebody else, there's no issue of Loisakwa. So if the person's not collecting for himself, he's collecting for somebody else, so then it's Hutchullah, then he won't have a problem with Loisakwa. But if he's collecting for himself, then A, he'll have to be an Anikidin, whatever that din is, and B, he'd only be able to be master what your chiv is, kedin. More than what your chiv is, it'll be a nissa.
Ani kedin is only a piece. The only piece of chashav. If some guy comes to my door, even if he's not
an ani kedin, he's allowed to hear. You have to know again. If you're able to say no, if he puts you in a position that you can't say no, and he, you know, lets himself into the house and he's like sort of not leaving till you give him a nadavo, or he pesters you and you gave him, let's say the other camp, right? You gave him and he's asking you and again the sob story again and again, so that's already a haftara more than kiddin.
You don't have to ask right away, have you been mekayim tzedakah yet this year?
No, grada not, because, alright, you have to, I don't want to get into hukas tzedakah, but there are different chiyuv. There's one chiyuv of tzmais, and then there's another chiyuv of tzedakah, and there's another chiyuv called ani that you have a chiyuv to give tzedakah. You have to learn through hukas tzedakah, it's not for tonight, and see what it is.
Telemark
is on the phone, they're doing it for their boss. Yeah, and they're doing that tzedakah. So if they get a commission, okay, you have to know how to commit. Every person going around collecting for someone else is also has a tayvus anosha by also getting a commission. That's.
You have to go to him because he's your chavit.
That's you're going with him. You mean you go and you collect on his behalf? You mean? Yeah, but so if he's getting a commission, so then you have to know how it's structured. If the deal was like half. Raises its other issues of matter and other things. But if he's getting paid from the moised, so the money that he's getting from him is going to the moised, and the moised is paying him schirif for what he's doing. So that's him, he's doing it avor acherif, even though he has a tevis and nosha, but one could argue that might be mutter, as a sakman for somebody else. Maybe. Now, that which it says that you could do it for someone else, you raise commissions. What about if, let's say, I need something for my son-in-law, whatever it is. So I need to buy a house for my son, whatever. I want my son to have this house. And I'm mafzer you, or I want an item for somebody else, but I'm not being mafzer you to give it to Yena straight. I'm being mafzer you to give it to me that I should be able to give it to Yena. I mean, I don't really need it. Whether I tell it to you, I don't tell you, make the choice. But I think, even though I saw someone who said not like that, I think a davar pashut, you are avor l'sachmid. You don't have the heta that you're doing it avor l'acherim. Because the avor l'acherim means you don't have a chemdes atzmi. It's going, you're forcing Yana to give it to somebody else. Vivite, he's giving it to you, and you're being koina, and you're in the picture in the middle. So you're being koina, and you have a tevis anot from it to give it to somebody else. Well, that's how you decide to be mishdamish in this chayfetz. So unless you tell me, I don't know. You could,
that's the case of your dear. He wants it for his Adam. It's the same thing.
No, he wants it for his Adam. He wants it, yeah. He wants it, but yeah, okay, but that case is he wants it for himself so he can give it to his Adam. Right, so in that case, I think that Lakai should be a double portion. You are over Lay Sakhmai. So if the Rishiva. If the yeshiva doesn't own the yeshiva, and it's taka yeshiva zakah, I'm not going to get into politics here, but then it's avor acherim. If he taka personally owns the yeshiva, and he comes over to you, and you can't say no, and you, let's say you can't say no, and you have to give a nice nedava, then let's say you mukhiv to api halacha, then one could question if it's over leisakma. Oh, we're going to discuss that later. One second. All right.
Yeah, ask for 500 and say no, because then could ask for 360. And then say no, okay, give me 250. Like, is each time,
Well, you only said no to 360. The only thing is that if he asked for 500, you had an intention to give him 100. When he asked for 500, you no longer can give him 100 because you look foolish. So you have to catch 250 or whatever it is. You know, it runs into a childless of Leisachmet. All right. Another issue is Schiris. We discussed, touch on it, but I just want to revisit it. It's Schiris, Pashas, you are over Leisachmet even on Schiris. It's Mavu like that in a number of Paiskim. You can have a Fishidin examples of Schiris. I'll just run through it. One is, it's simple. I go over to a baladir. He's not interested in renting it out. Let's say he's away for Pesach and I need it for my parents. Okay, that may be like Avu Achem, depending how it's structured. But let's say I need it for myself. Or if I'm after you to rent it to me, then that will be over Leisachmet. I'm after you to lend it to me. I have guests coming for Shabbos and I need the dira. If I'm after you to rent it or lend it to me, then that will be Leisachmet. Another case of schiris would be I could be master the seicher. That means the seicher is in, and I convince the seicher, you know, you have your 2-year lease with the guy, unless he has permission to sublet, and I say, you know what, really this neighbor's not for you, you really did belong to be somewhere else, you're very choshev, you don't belong in this neighborhood, you're supposed to be in near yeshiva somewhere else, go and I'll take the house over for him, and I convince you, oh, for certain reasons why it's great, a good idea for you to leave and rent it to me, and I put pressure on that, I'll be over leisachmet, because I'm taking away the schiris that you are a seicher to, that you really rightfully have. Another case that the place can bring down is a little more complicated, but basically is if the house is rented out to somebody and I go to the balabas and I convince him, let's say the balabas is a guy, and I convince him to rent it to me and break his lease with the first guy, Shalai Kedin, Yesh Lodin, that even that would be Lai Sachmai. Smash one like that would also be Lai Sachmai. You could be Chaylik, but I'm being Chaymid, I'm causing that the first person leaves and I'm going to get what he has because I'm Chaymid what he has, and I'm doing it even though I'm not directly dealing with the Sheikh, I'm dealing with the Masker, but that could also be Lai Sachmai.
Even if he doesn't pay the lease, it's also Lai
Sachmai? If who? If the Balot?
So the
Chayyah, that's not a problem. The Balabas, the Seicher only has March and April, let's say, and for May it's a free for all. And I convince the Balabas to give it to me for May. The Chayyah, that's not Leisachmet on the Seicher because I'm not taking away what the Seicher has. I might have only Ma'apul Karora, other issues, but I'm not even Leisachmet. I hear, but I'm not being Chayyah based Reyecha because that bias didn't belong to the Seicher for May. That bias only belonged to the Seicher of April. For May, already a month later, he didn't deserve to have it. He didn't own it yet, so I'm not being claimed as bias. Because why would someone break someone's contract so like it did? So that's why I wanted that the mask here should be a guy. He's breaking the Seicher's contract. L'chayra, Leisachmet should not be a difference. L'chayra, yes. No, that's what he said. If the contract's over and I've been convincing him to give me something for L'achas Man, so if I'm not being, it means that the Balabayas is masking, there's nochas to give it to me. So I'm not being over Leisachmet on him. And only word is it might be Leisachmet because I like this Chiris course. Let's say it will make it a business. I like his location. And I convince the landlord to let me have my business there. So if it doesn't belong to the existing business yet, because his lease ends April 30th. Good, but he doesn't own it yet for May. I'm not over Lasaka. We have a different problem of there's a problem maybe of Onim Rapikar, there's a problem of Takonis Agoinim not to do that. Other problems. I'm not going into, I'm saying I'll say Sak, but I don't have a problem.
The third is not to do it. Wouldn't that be like a...
I'm not over Lasakmit. It's not his yet that I'm over Lasakmit. All right, let me just continue. I have a number of things I want to discuss. Another thing is, there's a shayla in the Poiskim, the Mishpatim Yisharam has the following shayla. How are you allowed to do good or ugud? You have two shutfim. And let's say it's not working out or is working out, but I have a chemdam, I want to take over your chelik as well. So I invoke the process of a good or ugud. Either you buy me out or I buy you out. And let's say I'm convinced that you won't be able to match my bid, and if I'll end up buying you out. Fact Mishpatim Yisharam, why am I not over Leisachmet? Or am I over Leisachmet? Now you're not willing to give up, but you're forced. You're forced. You have no brayer, because by good or good, you're in a position that either you buy me out or I buy you out. But you don't. You'd rather stay as a shut. You'd rather not sell your chelik for $300,000. You'd really, if $500,000 maybe, but for $300,000, you're not. Well, you'd rather stay a shut. You think there's a lot of hope here, a lot of future here. The markets.
Which side are you asking for? The one that's initiating.
The one who's initiating the thing and putting the other person in position to take away his chelik, is he over leisachmit? And Mishpatim Yisharam first suggested, maybe by Shutfin you're not over Leisachmet, because Shutfin, Leisachmet is only on something that doesn't, that you don't own yet. But since in every atom, in every molecule you own half, so it's kilo, you're shaykh to the Shutfin as well, maybe it's being Leisachmet based on Vishaloi, maybe that's not part of... What? Yeah, maybe that's not Leisachmet. That's what he suggests, but then he says, he goes back and forth. Maybe it is Leisachmet. He says, Venzach, why are you doing it? If you're doing it because the Shutfin stock is not working out, no, but if you're doing it because you have a taiva that you think you're going to profit more and you'll take it over and who knows what you'll do with it, and then he says that, yeah, you are over Leisachmet. You know, it's a bit schwer, you know, it means kumto, it's a good argument. When it says in Shukunog to do good argument, there's a next sif there that says, by the way, but if you're doing Asoy Sakman, you shouldn't do good argument. I didn't find that. It's a bit mechudish that to say that if you invoke a good argument process, you have a low Sakman. And then let me explain what I'm driving at. Why I feel that the Shaila, I know I'm on my own, but I feel that the Shaila is off mark. I have a different shayla. Shteit in the Gemara, I know some people ask the shayla too. Okay, good, but shteit in the Gemara, oni mape b'karara. So it was a maaser, Rav Gidl, oh maaser, and so on, took it away from him. The guy didn't know. Tu amaroim, he didn't know. He went, he complained to the Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha, whatever, I forgot all the amaroim's names in the Gemara. And he went, and he got him, and he convinced him, and he told him, you should know, you over oni mape b'karara, why you do it? So he said, yeah, for sure, I wouldn't have done it. And he gave it to the other person. The person said, I don't want to take him, I send him a tanis yekha. So it became arad rabbanim. That's the Gemara. How is he able to go to the Rav to mention to the other side that this is on Imapharara that he wants it, Lechelisachmet? He wants this field, which now rightfully belongs to somebody else, and he's getting a Ish Mechubad involved to try to convince the other party to give it up. Why isn't it Lechelisachmet? And I still gather some people ask the Shaila, but I think the Shaila is also Lechelisachmet Atois. And I'll ask you another Shaila, Bametra. How you allowed a whole semen of Bametra? How you allowed a whole semen of Bametra? How you allowed a Bametra? I mean, I'm chaymid this property. Someone else bought it, and I'm chaymid the property. I want that property. And state Bametra, whole Allah, because yeah, I'm allowed to take away that property. If I can't, you have a Vesisa Yoshev Atoy, you shouldn't come here, and you have to give it to me. Why isn't it Lois Achmoid? I want this property. I have reasons why I want. Punk this property, no other property, there's no other heterium. And yeah, it's Mamish Beis Reyacha, and yet no one says that, by the way, Bametra is only theoretical, but Lamaisi, you should never do Bametra because you have a Lois Achmoid. Never find it. What's Pshat? Pshat is Pashit. Is that what I have is chus to? What's mine? That Leisachmet Beisreyach means something that's yours. I don't have a chus to. I don't have a right to. So viva, I don't have a right to. I'm over Leisachmet. If I have a Hilchus Bametz that the Chazal gave me that right to, then I'm not over Leisachmet. If Onim Abib Charara, albeit it's a less of a right, but I have a right Onim Abib Charara to get something from you. And let's say we paskin, which we do, not like Raman Tam. So it's not Mitzin. Good. It's not Mitzin once a guy did it, perpetrated it. But I have a tain on the guy, and he bet him his Nikar Rasha, and I want it back because he did me a rishis. If that's schus that I have, why are you able to sachmud if you invoke the schus that you have? Api choshe mishpat. So who adin? I don't hear the kasha, good or ugud. If I have a schus, the way we made the tanoi hashutras are that anyone, which is built in, anyone could call good or ugud whenever they want, and that's our schus, and my right and your right, and I'm invoking the schus that was given to me by Chazal, why am I over lo isach moed if that's my halachic right? I don't understand the shayla.
But if you know that the other person can't.
But that is my right. My right is that I'm allowed to do it even if the other person can't. Why? It's a kasha, but that's my right. So how could you... No, I'm not talking about I didn't do good augur, I did a gzela. When it's oiska halten and hukas good augur, go through a sugya good augur and it's oiska halten and it's a proper good augur. Luchaya should be oivel loisach moed. No, you're not oivel loisach. You did what was right. That was your din to do. I don't understand why you should be. I don't hear the shayla. It means it will be a regular din shutvis and you do something shalike a din, you maft the loy and you don't do a day good augur. I think it's pashut avad, you oivel loisach moed. It's mavu like that and other chuvis. But if you do your halachic right, why you oivel loisach moed?
The other guy would buy you out, you would never do it.
Good.
Let's say it's $300,000. I know the other person can't afford you at $300,000, but if I pull this bluff and somebody lends him the $300,000, I'm not ready to do it. So the chayre.
It's a risk I took. But if I have that, do I have, just tell, first answer me chayshe mishpat, as good augur, and then I'll answer you lezakan. From good augur, do I have a right to do that? With a halachic right that I have, that means I have that schus to do it. If I have that schus to do it, why am I even lezakan? I'm not doing something shalik din. Look, it might not be a nice thing, it might be. But if I'm doing what my right, all right.
But when you're saying they're having this chus, goes back to the question you were saying before with the month. If the shtaker is
that they still don't have a chus, it's only on your b'charora type of issue or other takonas are going on. But he doesn't. The balabas could throw the guy out for me. He has no contract for me. If he wants, he could throw the guy out. What? Not planning on it. I wish I could, I would, I meant, doesn't mean that it's your house. It's not Beis Re'echa till you have a schus mamon in it. Right now, you don't have a schus mamon in it. So where's the Beis Re'echa? Sorry? So you're over maybe again, only a mapik with Harara, but where is Loisak? Loisak has to be on Beis Re'echa. Let me ask you, for me, does it belong to the guy May? Could he be Mekadesh and Nisha with the house for me? Does Chusish Damshit for me? No, he doesn't own it yet. So how could I be over Loisak on the Chusish Damshit? He doesn't own yet. Loisak is on Beis Re'echa. All right. Let's try to finish up. We have to finish.
Now I'm asking for a raise.
Sorry?
I'm asking for a raise. In case of spheres.
You're talking about a pile, you mean?
Yeah.
And you're holding a mumin. So he's asking for a raise. I don't know why. And it's, let's say, lachas manos. If you don't want to hire him, don't hire the guy. Why you should be lezakman? I want a raise. I feel like I could command more. No, I feel that more. I could command more. My service commands more money. So if I'm going to Baal Basuk, last year I was worth $20 an hour. This year I think I'm worth $25 an hour. Would you like to hire me for $25? If not, then I'll leave. I have a schus to do so. I know it's chayim. This is a new term. I have a right to handle with you, to negotiate with you when I want to buy something. I have a right to negotiate. It's my negotiation for the new year that's up for grabs. My new negotiation is I want another $5 for my salary, whatever it is. I don't know if that's a problem. All right, let's try. I want to finish up. And I'll take Charlotte's at the end if there's time. Okay, we're holding in middle of, it's Shinnun Tess, we're holding in middle of Sif Yud. So we were talking about the first half of the Sif Yud, the first half is talking about Loisach Moed. Now we're going to talk about Lois Tesavna. Kol HaMisave Beisai, Oy Ishtoi, V'Kelev Shechavere, V'Cho Koyetzi Bezeh, Kevin Shechoshav Beliboi, Eich Yikne Dovezeh. He thinks, he's very scheming, how I'm going to get it. V'Nifta Beliboi, he convinced himself, yes, he wants to get it, he has a plan. V'Nifta Beliboi Bedova, Ova Beloisase Shaloisa Sisave, V'Intave Ela Belei Bovad. You're ready Ova Beloisa Sisave before you did any mice. The fact that you were Goma Beliboi, you were scheming, how am I going to get this item from Yeno? And that, the doing actually would be eventually a loisachmoed, but even in its initial stage, just to plan, how am I going to do it? I'm already over loisachmoed. Loisachmoed is the first step to a loisachmoed. Now, the mashmais of the mechabe is, it's kevin shechachach beliba eich yiknen dova zev nifta beliba bedova. It means if I just chalishing for your item, and I don't scheme and don't plan, I know that I can't get it, I wish I would have that toy, but I'm not scheming how I'm going to convince you to get it, so that it sounds like the Mechabe, you're not over Lois Tesava. And it says, like the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not over Lois Tesava. He said, it's a Midas Chasidus not to, but Lois Tesava has to be, I schemed, I was going with Badait, I planned in my mind how I'm going to get this Chepitz from you. And Kol Shekein, L'chayre, and Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says this, I think it's Parshas Yisroel, he says it, others as well, Kol Shekein, if I see that you have a great toy, and I also want the toy, I see you have a great item, I also want the item, I see you have a house, I also want the house, but not your house. I don't plan on taking your house away from you. You could have your house, I forgive you. Keep your house. But I also want the same exact things. I'm going to see where I could build the same house, or where I can get that toy, where I can get that car. I see you're driving a beautiful car. Great. I also want that toy. I see you have a nice gadget. I also want that gadget. That's not over leisachon, even if I think what to do. Because not only that, and not over leisachon, even if I fear racing, buy it in the store. Because leisachon it is on your item. I didn't come to convince you to get your item. So I'm not over leisachon. I'm not over leisachon to think how am I going to get it from the store. Which store I'm going to buy it from. Whatever I plan, that's not leisachon. Leisachon is if I think how I'm going to get it from you. Now they say that even that is a midas chasidus, not to have these taivis. You see something from somebody else and you have a kinder. Oh, you also need that because your chaver needs that. They also say it's a midas chasidus not to do it. And that's also an Indian a min lois esavel, a min lois achmed. But make a din, there is no lois achmed or lois esavel. So it's, you know, we discussed Ibn Ezra's, we started off with the kasha, how can you be mekayim lois achmed? For mice, it's not so schwer. Lois achmed is just, laws up, just let Yen have what he has. You see whatever you see in your chalash and gezintayt, let him just keep it, and you want something similar somewhere else, you're fine. You're not over lois achmed, you're not over lois esavel. Lois achmed is only if you're going to try to get him to give it to you, or lois esavel, you plan on how you're scheming how I'm going to get him to give it to me. That's over Lissa's Ava Lissa Akmait. But just you want a similar item, that's fine.
He's the Shah, he's the Gabba in the show, and I want to be the Gabba. So the same thing.
I want to be that Gabba?
I want to be the Gabba.
I want to be Gabba Sheni?
No, I want to be the Gabba.
And so where is he going to go? So that means you want his position. So they discuss if you want a mystery, if you want a position to somebody else, that they discuss. That might be Lysak. The Shreinim bring down when they talk about Lysak, this case of taking positions. We might have a problem with it exactly because we discussed that Lysakman is only on something which is Nikna, Koniv and Nikna. So not on just Chokhmah. So you have to know maybe this is a business. I don't know how it stims 100% with the Aruch Shulchan. You can be a Mechalik. So Lysasav is whatever we discussed till now, Lysakman, that's what Lysasav is, just one step early in Bimak Shava. If what you plan on doing is not going to be Lois Achmed, that means if I plan on, I'm going to ask him once, I'm not going to be Maftzaboy, I'm going to do whatever is Kahalacha, so I'm not over Lois Asava either, because Lois Asava was only if I planned on doing something, I'm thinking, I am have a taiva for doing something which eventually could be a Lois Achmed. If it's not going to be a Lois Achmed, then I don't have a Lois Asava either. So you have Lois Asava without Lois Achmed. Vada, from the initial level, you're ready over Lois Asava. All right, let's do Sefir Aleph. Hataiva mevi lidei chimud, vachimud mevi lidei gezel. It's progressive. Shem loy ratzu habaylim limkar, afa pi shehir ba'olem bedomim, v'hivtza bereim, and we medayik, that you see from the Mechaba, which is Lashon Rambam, that hirba bedomim is also a havtzara to be over Lois Achmed. You're not holding by selling me the house for its fair market value, but I'll throw in more money, and now I convince you that's also Lois Achmed. But if you're loy ratzu habaylim limkar, afa pi shehir ba'olem bedomim, v'hivtza bereim, yovali de gezel. Because that's the next step. You have such a cheshik for it, avada, the next step, he's going to get it any which way you can. Shenem v'chom debat v'gazel v'im omdu habaylim b'fonav l'hatzum amoynim omenu m'ligzoil, and he prevent you from stealing. What's going to happen? Yavoy lidei shvichas damem. The next step, your tithe is going to be boya be'esh goyva b'liba. What are you going to do? You're going to have to eliminate him to get him out of your way to be able to get what you want. Tzei olamad m'maysa achoy v'novis. Let's go see, learn from the maysa achoy v'novis. God, the Medrash says that the Aseres HaDibros, each one was said by Lashon Yochanan, and each one was meant for a certain person. It means the paragon, the marshal of each avera of Aseres HaDibros has a certain character in Tanakh, and the one for Lois Achmed was Achav. That's what the Medrash says. Lois Achmed was written for Achav. What was the Ma'is of Achav? Achav had a neighbor, Novus Yisraeli. And he saw him have a kerem, and it's important to say over the Maisa because we're going to learn things from the Maisa. He had a friend, Novus Yisraeli, at least a Shachin, Novus Yisraeli. And he wanted his kerem next door. He wanted his kerem. Bametzugah. Yeah, he has his chus, Bametzugah. He wants his kerem. He's Dr. Melech. And he goes over to him nicely and asks him to please give it to him, sell it to him. Nothing doing. Obviously, Israeli, it's not for sale. He's not masking. And he goes and he
tells. There because he's an Ottoman.
Well, apparently he had the yichelis to say no. Right, he did. So then we came to the next step, and he comes home, and his wife asks him, Izevel, famous Izevel, what's going on? Izella Mishanta, what's going on? Why are you so upset? Oh, the story, I would love to have this novice Israeli's kerem, it's Gavaldik, I would love it. Fine, no problem. It will be taken care of. Izevel goes ahead, sends to the Chachomim, whatever, and makes this plan. They're going to hire two Eidei Sheker, and the Eidei Sheker are going to give testimony that novice Israeli was Mavarach Hashem, his Mavarach Hashem Ves HaMelech. And that was a euphemism. He was Makalel as Hashem Ves HaMelech, Lo Yaleinu, and his Chayiv Misa. And because he was also Makalel as HaMelech, the din is married by Malchus, his Nechosim belonged to the king. It's Machlekes in Gemara, but that's how we paskin. And that's Pshat. They learned it. They've touched it up in the Maisa novice Israeli. That's what happened. And plan worked as no problem. They gave Edis and they killed novice Israeli. Then came the Novi to Achav and told Achav, Haratzachta v'gam yirashta. You eliminated a person, besides the loisachmanship, but you killed it. It was bodily day shrikas damim. V'gam yirashta, you took away, means it was a loisachman, and you took away the money from the person, the kerem from the person you killed. Because of that, because of this chet, you're going to die, and your blood is going to be like a klovim. The dogs are going to lick your blood. It means you're not going to be zeichet to a proper kvur either. And that kain hoya, and how did it happen? And you do the kamaisa novice. The next parak goes on to say that Achav wanted to decide whether he should go to war or not. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Mi yifates Achav? Who's going to convince Achav to taka do this? Who's going to give him a ruach sheker as a novi to tell him it's a good idea to wage war and be killed in the war?" And novice, the neshama of novice Israeli, the ruach of novice said, "I will do it." And Itaka went down and he convinced Achav and he was killed, and it was a kima nevuah was in his kain. And according to Mefarshim, even his kids were killed out, according to some pshat in the Gemara. Okay, that was the mice. So you see from what would happen, he had this taiva, and went to Chemda, and ended up going all the way ad Kedei to Shvichas Dam. And that is the Maisa of Achav. It's a unbelievable, you say this like a Maisa, because you see how far human nature, how far we can go, and here's Achav. And now let me take it to the next step. Achav, as we know, is Ein Lo Chilek Lo Ilam Habo. Achav, as we know, was a person who had other peklach, other averis. He had the dubious honor. This wasn't his only avera, and yet he was only zoicha to this ritzicha mishuno was only because haritzachta v'gam yirashta, because you did this mice of leisachman all the way to the end of ritzicha. He did other things, but he wasn't zoicha to have lakakol aklavim. It was only for this mice of leisachman. And not only that, who did the leisachman? In fact, he even was metznatzel to the navi. I did it. I didn't do anything. Izevel did it. I did it. I didn't do anything. Izevel did it. And the Navi said, "That's not an excuse. You are machala. You sold to her, whatever what that means. But it was like done and together, even though you knew it was going to be. Maybe it was prat because the Rishonim, the Sefer Charedim says, Leisachma is missing a vav. And different ways how to touch it. Leisei Chomed, different ways. But one of the ways is that you can't cause others to be over Leisach, when you can't cause others to do, or you can't get it through other people, depending on the different, you can't do things that other will be chaymed you, so basically even be indirectly, and by him going home and complaining to Izevel, and knowing that Izevel's reputation, she'll figure out a way how to get you the kerem for that, Haritzach to Vagam Yurashta, and he was zeicha for this klala. Tinta Santa Maisa, that's the Maisa of Achav. Now I want to go on to it, I want to take it a step further. The Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch says, I know this is Drush, but says, Tei ulamad mimaisa achav v'novis. I would have written it, I would say, Tei ulamad mimaisa achav. You want to know which maisa achav? Because he has many good. Tei ulamad mimaisa achav v'kerem novis. What did novis do here in this maisa? And let's take it a step. If you want to drush, it states, L'chor v'yushalayim because of Kamsa or Bar Kamsa. So all the achronim is, okay, we know what Bar Kamsa did, but what did Kamsa do? Kamsa wasn't invited. He didn't show up. What do you do? Why do we have Leila Me'ad who always saying, "Oh, L'chor v'yishlayim," only because of Kamsa about Kamsa? So a similar kash I have here. Tzeila Mamad mi'maisa achav v'novis. All right. Good for Joshua. What did Novice do? What was his problem? So first of all, why was he killed? Why was he zoicha to be killed? Right? He was killed by trial. He was killed by Bezin Shalai Kedin. Why was he zoicha to that? So Chazal Medrash says the reason why he was zoicha to that is because, can you do the Velt says it over. I want to say it over right. Is that he had a good voice, and Kol Shana Veshana, it's not going. It's a Medrash. And Kol Shana Veshana, he used to go up to Yerushalayim and he used to be mechaber doylem with his chazanis, and with that. But it wasn't because he was mechaber doylem. He was Mevorech es Hashem. He was mechabit es Hashem. We learn that mechabit es Hashem mehonecho. And on that, the Medrash says, mimasha chanancho, from your talents. Every single person has a talent. And every single person has to use that talent to be mechabit es Hashem. And his talent was that he had a good voice. And mamele, he had a chiv to be mechabit es Hashem mehonecho, to be the chazan, to be mevorech es Hashem. And he didn't do that. 1 year he didn't do that, and because of that, he was punished that he had this ritzicha. That's what Chazal said. Now, how did Chazal know this? Chazal knew everything. But I think Chazal learned it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk was that he had a din. The Pasuk says that he was killed because he was mevarech es Hashem. He was makalal es Hashem. Chazal knew that if there was a tzak bezin, that he was mevarech es Hashem, al kochach, he was mevarech es Hashem. Now, if he wasn't mevarech es Hashem the way the Edom said he was mevarech es Hashem, that's not how he's makalal. He must have been makalal es Hashem in a different way, because that's what the psak din was. And the way he was makalal es Hashem, by not going up to the Yomid, because he had a good voice, he could have been ma'ir the rabbim, to levels of ruchnias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't. So therefore, that was his bechina of makalal es Hashem. Now, what does that mean? It means he had a midah tova, and he didn't use that midah tova the way he was supposed to use it. I believe that that's the inverted case of leis achmed. Leis achmed means that you have to know sheli sheli, what's mine is from my avodas Hashem, what's yours is yours. Everything has a cheshbon, there's a munah, there's no, the velt is not hefka. So leis achmed is that you're not using your own thing for what you're supposed to, forget you want yanis. And this case, Novice was the inverted case. He's not using what he has for himself. He's not using it for Avodas Hashem, but he's faked, hoarding it for himself, whatever his cheshbonos were. He wasn't using it to Mevarech Hashem. So it's the inverted case of Leis Achmed. If you want to say it in a different nusach, Leis Achmed is, if I want something which is yours, which means I have a munah, that is yours because it's for your Avodas Hashem, and I'm taking it away from you, that depriving you of your Avodas Hashem. So Novice did the same thing from his own zach. He deprived himself, so to speak. He deprived the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the thing that what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him as a talent. The Medrash says, a different Medrash, I believe it's in Breishis Rabbah, the Medrash says that Oishe Shama Lebal of Lerosai Zenovis HaYisraeli. So Pasha Pshat is, why is it Novice Israeli? Because he had a Kerem, and if it wouldn't have been such an action on this Kerem, if he would have given it up, he wouldn't have been killed. And because he was an action, Hushama Lebal of Lerosai, he was ended up killed. On this note, I got the Kateya Maisa Shoyu in Yerushalayim. If everyone's familiar in Strauss, Rehov Strauss has a gymnasium, whatever, there's a building there. And what happened was, is they built the building. When they built the building, by accident, they went over a foot onto somebody else's property. Yid, Hashem Meshavis. And they, after the building was half up or whatever in the process, he filed a lawsuit against them because they built the building on his grounds and he wanted them to take down the building. And they tried to negotiate with him and he wasn't going to handle. No way. It was Dach L'Shem Shemaim. The God that said, no, that's Israel. Also did it L'Shem Shemaim. No way. I'm going to give you a piece of land so you should have a gymnasium. Chulila. And no, that's Israeli. The Malbim says, he also had a similar time. Chulila, I should give you a kerem so you should take the wine and be Manasek L'Avei Dezara. Chulila. P.S. Sefer Shal David is, like the Brisker Rav already said, that he's Choshed al Ritzicha. They decided that before the court case, very simple way to get out of the court case, they just eliminated him. They killed him, and Mamela was no court case, and Mamela they got their building. That was the building standing on Strauss. So that's a Maisa of, you want to know if Maisa Novice Israel could happen today? Yes, Tzayanim could do the same Maisa Zachav, it's not a Chiddush. Okay, that's today. So now, Novice, so it says, Oishe Shoma Labal of Lerosai. So I want to tie in a little bit different. Pashu Ravad is on Kerem, not on the Kerem. I want to say it's the Oishe Shoma Labal of, the Oishe is what Meshachananka, the talent that he had, was Shoma Labal of Lerosai. He withheld that talent, and because of that, he ended up getting killed. And let me take it a step right then, and I'll explain what I mean. If someone would faket, if somebody would be mekayim leisakman, means not be over leisakman, and realize mashali shali v'shalkol shalkol, and not have this chemdo, he would not have been vulnerable to the mice of leisakman done to him. Means had Novice Israeli not had this problem, this midi'i nechayna, of not of being shamal balav rase, of holding on to what's his and not using vav Hashem, he would not have been vulnerable to the ma'isa achav. And you say, how do I know this? Well, I want to say it as Jewish, but I'll bring you a raya. There's a medrash. The medrash says that how come Novus was able to be killed from Achav? The medrash says that we know there's a haftacha that when Kaiso goes up regal, aloisu yushalayim lo yachmun ishes atzecha. No one will be able to have a chemda on your land. And because Novus Israeli didn't go up to Yushalayim that year, therefore Achav had the shlita to have a chemed al atzecha. So you see, it's because faket, it's because he didn't use his talents to be mechaber et Hashem. Use what he has, mechaber Hashem. That's why Chemda was able to be toughest way. That's why someone, Achav, was able to have the Chemda on him. It's hand in hand. And that's why I think it's Taka of Dosh Teit that Tzeil Amai Meis Achav Novus. I know it's a Jewish, but Tzeil Amai Meis Achav Novus, because Novus was also party to the crime. Because had it not been for Novus, Achav would never have been able to do what he has. Because it's the inverted of Chemda, but it's also a mid of Chemda. The Gemara says in Zvachim, on Kuf Yuches on the Bay is a similar thing, but it's kedai to say over it. The Gemara wants to know how come the Mishkan Ashila, all kabonis, we have gvulim where you're allowed to eat, Yushalayim, Teicha Gvul, every kach, my kachim kalim, kachim kachim. How come by Shiloh, by Yosef Atzadik, by his Mishkan, that was able to be necho b'chom makim? What's that? The Gemara has different joshes. Comes along the Gemara, Kuf Yuches on the Bay, and says the following. Rabbi Vo Amma, Amma Kra. Here's where we learn out this Joshua. Ready for this one? You need a mori for this. Ben Paris, Yosef Ben Paris, Ali Oyin. Here's where we know that Kachem is Necho B'chol HaGvom. How do you know that? Because Ayin Shaloi Rotes Olozun V'lei Honois Midove She'enu Shaloi. An Ayin which didn't want to be Nene Midove She'enu Shaloi means Yosef HaTzadik didn't want to be Nene from Eishes Petifera. Tiska, the Ayin of Yosef, means his base of Mikdash, his Mishkan, will be Tiska v'toicha k'mole aneh, could be eaten v'chol ha-mokam, v'chol ha-royet state. You're allowed to eat it wherever you could see the mokam of the Mishkan. His Ayin, that was not choymed, therefore he was zoicha to a, whatever this is, a greater level of achilas kachim. I'll take it to the next step. Zavta Gemara Vaita, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, also a similar Joshua, Ritzoyin Sheikh Nisatneh. He was zeicher for the shechina. Return sheich nisner. What does that mean? Ayn shalor rotzas alihonis midavish einu shalah. Yosef HaTzadik didn't want to be nene from Eshes Petifera. Tiska v'toichal bein hasnuin. He'll be able to eat his kachim even bein hasnuin. What does that mean? That Rashi even in the shvatim, the snuin, the shvatim who was soinei Yosai, the soinei Yosai, he could have his achilas kachim even there, and to take it to the step that we want to take it to, is that what is it? What's the Indian? Even the B'mokam Asnuin, the Shlita of his Sainim would not be able to be Shailit on his Kachim, on his Kedusha, on his Chayfitz, cannot have a Shlita because he was not Chaymed Eishes Petifera. Because he was not Ovid Chaymed, then the Chemda of an Achim, right? They will Chaymed him because he had a better Kesha, he had the, because of Klei Milas, Yodu Yisrael Mitzrayim, because he had the Ksenis Pasim. But because he was not Chaymed on others, therefore his Kachim, his Ruchnias, will not be the Soinim, won't have Shlita on his Kachim. And the Sefer HaChareidim says, doesn't quote this Gemara, but the Sefer HaChareidim says, if a person is not Nene, Miziv, I'm trying to say over the words, if I remember it properly, Miziv Punuya, V'koshekein Eishes Ish, Yene Miziv Hashchina. Someone does not have this Chemda for something that he shouldn't be having, Chemda on Mashena Shaloi, then he will be Zeichet to have the true Chemda, the Hano Miziv Hashchina. So I think that's Pshat over here, that he was Tzeil Amar Mimais Achav Novus. I know we're going to just try to finish up here. Now, Lamai says, why did Novus, Novus L'chayish have a from a cheshvin? He didn't want to give up the Kerem, because if he would give it up to Achav, he'd be over Lufnaiva. Achav is over Leisachma. So if he would go through with it, he would have Lufnaiva. So gradually, he could have given up the first time, and maybe without a Leisachma. But good. But let's say, after the second time, the third time, he should have given it up, and he wouldn't have been over, he wouldn't have been killed. But Lamai says, he couldn't give it up, because he'd be over Lufnaiva. So what? What's the cheshbon here? I mean, Chazal say that Novus should have given it up because someone is not oimid b'shosh, even for a shoim. If the shoim matzlichen loy, shoim matzleches loy, you should not stand in his way because you can be mowed over. So, and he bring a right for Novus because Novus stood in the way of Achav, he was just mowed over. So, l'chayre, he should, it means a kilo like he should have given it up. He shouldn't have been oisha shom alabal of l'rasi. He shouldn't have been in action. I use over lufnaiva. So, some rather want to say that there's no lufnaiva here. I think Pasha Pshat is a few of them, which is you're talking that there is Lefneiva, part of there should be, who is Sakonis Nefosh, where he ended up being killed. For Sakonis Nefosh, even if you're going to tell me, like we discussed, Evan Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yankov said that maybe for Sakonis Nefosh, it's not right, it's not Nitcha for Leisachmoid, right? But your is only Lefneiva. For your Lefneiva, Luchay Avada, you should rather stay alive and be alive Lefneiva than like novice and be killed. So therefore, he should have given it up, even though it would have been a Lefneiva. You can't bring a right from there that there's no Lefneiva. The attack is Lefneiva, but he should have given it up because it's a Sakonis Nefosh, that's Pikuach Nefesh. But he knew that Achav is a dangerous person, and he will figure out, he has that tzad, right? He knows that there's at least a remote chance that he would be killed, and therefore he should not have stood in his way. Sorry?
Why was the Lefneiva? Because Achav was doing Oyer Leisachmoid, but he was Oyer Leisachmoid regardless. When he asked him the third time, he was
Oyer. Okay, so someone is saying that's why there's no Lefneiva, but I think it's not true, because every mice, even the kima mice of the buying itself, is a mice a chefs of Leisachmoid. So whatever, what he was Oyer, he was Oyer. But if you stop right there, you wouldn't have been Oyer Leisachmoid on the nektap, on the kinyan.
Every time you say it, is another Leisachmoid.
Well, no, it's one big haftzara, I don't know, but that's it. And if you won't end up selling it to the guy, I don't know, maybe it's a tonight. If you end up not selling it to the guy, maybe he'll never be Oyer Leisachmoid. He did have tzara, but maybe it never bore fruit, you know?
He doesn't sell it. He's still
Oyer Leisachmoid. Yesh Lodim, it might have to come. It might have to come. Right, and it could be, even if you make a shtadlis and avtsara to be koine, but if you're not koine at the end, it could be. Let me tell you, share your story. You do it. You do it like a story of the Chavetz Chaim that someone once went to his grocery store and he stole from the grocery, and the Chavetz Chaim went and ran after him. It's hefka. The Brisker Rav said, the reason why the Chavetz Chaim used the lashon, it's hefka. Why didn't he say, keep it? Could have said that too. Because if he would tell him to keep, right, could have been Moichel, let's say, well, if he would tell him to keep it, then he would be Oyer Leisachmoid. Because he did a haftzara, right? He was forced him to give him a matana to get him to keep it. So the Chavetz Chaim said, it's hefka, it's not yours. It's not mine. It's hefka, you can have it. So Memelo, now he's not Leisachmoid based Reyaka because it was hefka. So now it's not a problem of Chemda. So you have to know when the Chavetz Chaim did this maisa. But the Brisker Rav said, that's why the Chavetz Chaim said it's hefka, and he didn't say keep it because he didn't want, because even a matana Oyer Leisachmoid. So he didn't want, and this Chavetz Chaim did in the spur of the moment, right? Not only his great midas, but his whole he chapped on hefka because he didn't want that guy to be nikshal even in Leisachmoid. Not only sick of even Leisachmoid. That's the all right. So let's firay saksif yudeit halamadata. You learn from here. Shemesava over balav echod. The first stage. Once you mesava, you're ready over balav. Vakoinadovish is ave behefta shifta bebailim over bebeiz lavin. Because now you did it lamaisa, so now you have Loisazava and Loisachmoid, Lakak Nemel Loisachmoid, Viloisazava, two separate Isurim, Vim Gazal, and if you don't get your way and you take it to the next step, it means he doesn't want, with all your haftzara, he's not giving it to you willingly, you're going to take into your own hands, like Achav did, then already Oyver Begivalavin. Then you have Loisazava, Loisachmoid, and Loisigzon. Alright, Sikum Hadova, I left the paper home, but there's a Goyin and Evan Shleiman and others that says, Leisachmoid was like we discussed. Leisachmoid is the last aseres adibris. It's kolo kol aseres adibris, and it's yisayit to kol aterikula. And the Goyin said, because if you don't have a chemda to somebody else, then you're not going to bully the avera. You're not going to bully the yisurim. God, the Medrash said a shtickle like that. Also, why Leisachmoid had to be brought down right over there? The Medrash and right after mishpat, and the Medrash put them two together. I don't really have time to discuss it. But the Goyin said, if you're not even Leisachmoid, that is the key to all Yisurim. Now, if a person is mistapik b'mu'ud, or mistapik, better yet, mistapik b'mashiyeshloi, he has the midas of estapkus, then v'aket, not only is it yafaloi, is it ashriloi b'olam haba, it's ashriloi, the Goyin says, b'olam hazeh, he never has a daiga, never has a concern, he has a free-willing life, he has no problem. And someone has said it's also Midas Avram Avinu. One of the Midas is Ayin Toiva states in the Mishnah. Ayin Toiva was that what Avram Avinu told Melech Sodom, keep what you have, I don't want it, right? Means if you mistapik b'mashiyesh, like, that is the Midas of Avram Avinu, Midas of Zaroi. It's forget, it's a Pesach to call, it's a Yisai to call a Terekula. But to be Oyvah Chulila Leisakma, to have this Chemda, this Taiva, for b'mashiyesh, like, that's where the trouble begins. It's a trouble in Ruchni, it's a trouble in Gashmias. Shkoyach for listening. I know there's a lot here. to have a sikkum. I would have wanted to make a sikkum. I ran out of time. But be'etzim is a sakhmut is a issa noir. It's one of the seris adibris. There's not that much shulchanor, but you're going to see that for myself, if you keep your eyes open, you'll see that a lot of times, if you can't see for yourself, if you look objective chutz to somebody else, you see other people who are living over the avera, might be a good idea to try to point it out. All right, that's all.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.